Blog Talk Radio.
Don't worry about the beep is coming. Y'all remember that Tennessee.
Definitely enough.
Pastor Corey, sitting right here.
Shalom.
Elder Kabir, right there next to him. They come on in from a long ways out. And Army Ranger is here.
North Carolina.
Brother Brad with the Hollywood beard.
Hey,
that brother got a beard, though. That's a real beard. Man, you remind me when I was young. That's a beautiful beard, man.
Yeah.
Did you do anything? Did you go to a place to get it done like that? That's you trimming that like that? It's just grown? Man. You know, they showed other night on Facebook. They were showing the actors in Hollywood with no facial hair, and then compared them with facial hair. And not 100%, but the majority consensus was he didn't keep the hair on his face.
That's it, see?
Yeah. Wow. Because they were saying, seems like that's the way man should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
The way man should be.
Mm-hmm.
Elder Mitchell's in here from Straightway, Kentucky. TJ, the man, the myth, was a legend. Frogman in the house. Brother Brandon from South Kakalaki. Of course, myself and Teacher Shane here. Probably the most despised tag team on the internet.
On the net.
It is just great. Wow, man. Man, monkey bastard. Man, all y'all done got started on me. Jeez. Israelites, I do appreciate all y'all what y'all giving there. Y'all humble me. Isaac, 20, thank you for your donation. Monkey bastard, thank you. Always there. Monkey bastard, you know what? Are you getting notifications? Because a lot of people, I was telling the teacher the other day, when I'm on this right here, man, it comes in, subscribers and everybody get notifications and everything. Double, triple with the people that are on the live feed. When I do it that way, it's like cut to a quarter of the people. James, appreciate the offering there. And Jay Shaw, bless y'all family. Shabbat Shalom, bless you, my brother. And, of course, and all y'all Israelites that are there. Bless you, Sister Waddle. Glory to the King. And all the Israelites there. Well, hopefully be the Father's will. And I say be the Father's will. We hopefully not going to be belong, you know, for y'all tonight. Hopefully not going to be before you alone tonight because Pastor Dial tired as usual. But I'm usually tired every Blog Talk Radio. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot. Brother Alvarez said he get 50% of the notification. Monkey Bass said he get it every time. Ranger, you sitting here and already giving off now. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. It's good to see y'all here. I'm sure y'all realize that if we can't tell that we're in the end times, I don't know what is happening. I don't know what is that. Hey, did you decide if you're going to just keep it offline and just for the people there, or did you give the go-ahead to broadcast live?
He said
it. I'm asking you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, so good. Everybody know this. So Frogman is getting married first day. Well, we're going to perform the ceremony, and he's gonna seal the deal. And, of course, you know, we always excited here Straightway because we do something different than no other ministry usually sees out there on the internet or wherever. We actually marry an extraordinary amount of virgins. And, of course, y'all know I don't, you know, listen, this is not about feelings and emotions. So this is all about facts. And I'll hold that for a second. But, you know, I'm sorry to inform many of y'all people out there, but a virgin carries a greater value than all you women has been turned more times than the doorknob at the Staples Center. Mm. Did y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
They do. They simply do. And you know the reason why they, you know, this is the part everybody hate when I start talking about stuff like this. But it's a fact. And the reason why they carry so much value, because the law says so.
Mm-hmm.
The law says so.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it's something spiritual that takes place when a man goes into a woman that's never been penetrated.
Woo! Say again.
He puts his DNA into her.
Come on.
And she is conformed to his image.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
That's why that automatically they are so agreeable,
mm-hmm.
submissive, obedient,
mm-hmm.
full obedient, and it's just easy for them to assimilate and conform. You women know just the rest of that. You know just as well as I do. When you've had Tom, Dick, Harry, Mutt, Jeff, Tyrone, Pookie, Ray Ray, everybody all up in you, the man that you usually with lately, the last man you with, he got to deal with all of them personalities.
Yeah.
I'm serious, because there ain't too many people out there preaching deliverance to where a woman can actually humble herself and get changed, where a man can actually know how to actually wipe up a woman. And that's another issue we've got. That most of you men out there, you've been instrumental in dogging out these women and making them out of play things.
Mm-hmm.
And you think it's all about the woman out there, but you sharing the responsibility. Because you was out there laying it to the line, and you wasn't thinking about wiping it up, but you won't be the first one to talk about her after you done been there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me that ain't roguish.
Roguish.
Brother Middleton. Thank you for your offer, man. Praise Yah, double honors to the elders. Hallelujah. Ellis the Hebrew. Thank you, my brother. Shabbat shalom. Chef to all the saints of the Most High. Yah bless y'all. And Elder Rupert says, come on, Shepherd. You know, I get to talk about, I don't even know if it's something I even get to talk about. It just comes up. And I know the reason why. Because I get to talk about the things that most people are thinking, but they never say. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You don't hear people talking like this when they come out of church. They too busy trying to preserve people's feelings and emotions. Look, if we're going to be righteous, sometimes you got to cut through the chase and just come right down the middle. You don't need, people don't need the opportunity to so-called perceive or read between the lines. We can't even discern nowadays good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be told straight up.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, a man that is getting a virgin, I even said something to the brothers today when they came up. It was about, what, 6, 7 of us in the garage.
Yep.
And y'all gonna hate this, too. If a man already has, let's say he has 1, 2, 3, 4 sides.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
And none of them were virgins when he got married to
them.
If he gets married to a virgin, she actually leapfrogs all of them and goes to the front.
Ooh.
And her seed is the one that gets the chief of the inheritance. Now don't talk about that. Go run and tell that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. No, think about it from the law, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go straight from the law. Thank you, Brother George,
for
your offering. You think about it. A virgin always carries a higher value. And from my own experience, and I've married a lot of people in my few years here on this earth,
mm-hmm.
and I've talked to and dealt with a lot of people, there is a distinct difference between a virgin and somebody's experience. I did not say that somebody that's experienced cannot humble themselves
mm-hmm.
and meet the conditions. I don't even know if I'm putting it right there. Anyway, meet the conditions of being agreeable, feminine, submissive,
mm-hmm.
and obedient. I like to say, you know, as I've been avoiding fit and feminine, but majority of virgins, we marry, they all fit and feminine.
That's true, mm-hmm. true. Oh, yeah.
They fit and feminine.
Yeah. Right.
And the one that's getting married here this weekend, when she came into my house, I told her, I said, look at this, damn it, you're going to lose that weight.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. You're going to embarrass me.
That's it. Say it again.
No, for real, you're supposed to be. You and Miles, now you're going to see, you're not going to represent not me like that. Sorry, bro. I just had to talk like that. No, you're going to, no, lose that shit. You don't know how, we'll put you in boot camp and we'll teach you. Yes, sir. See? Somebody else. Well, that's all experience. Do you think you want that? You want to never talk to me like that? I never will either.
Yeah, come on.
And what, you know, just like the other day during a broadcast, this woman gets on there and makes a comment.
Right, I remember. Yeah.
I said, where's your head at?
Right.
What are you doing on this internet anyway, thinking you can talk amongst men? You can just get out here and just, did your husband or whoever, anybody over you, do they know that you out here playing masculine, feminine? We out of order.
Yep.
And there's no way we can get in order until we actually restore. And if we ain't, the only way we're going to restore is through obedience.
Man, Chef, you talking down the lane right now.
It's got to be restored. And don't expect for women to be the restoration. That's all left up to you.
Come on, baby. That's heavy. Heavy.
And I know that most of you don't like it, but I just told the truth. Listen, if a woman comes in as a virgin is as messed up as we are, and what I mean messed up as we are, and don't get me wrong, there's all different types of forms of marriage. Like, for instance, if a woman receives a bill, she's good. She can remarry and get married again. But you know what they got thinking, Marco? Marco in the house.
Marco!
But you think about this today. It takes at least, in my experience, bare minimum, 3 years to take a woman from the world before she even begins to turn the curve really good and hard to get on the path of virtuous.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's serious.
Yeah. You know, I know that, right? Not only do I experience it, but I noticed that just by our own walk. Mm-hmm. You take a look at when you first was converted, mm-hmm. and then look at the 3 and 5 year point and see where you were. Right. See how your mindset, everything changed.
Ooh, chef, back.
You just had 1 foot out of the world.
Right.
And you got 1 foot over in the kingdom.
Yeah.
And they really battling hard between each other. Yeah. Unless you had that baptism of fire experience where Everybody treats you like you got the cooties.
Right.
I remember when I was in I-4 down, I was going to Dine Hall. I'd come and grab my plate ranger. I'd go sit down at the table, man. Then he'd get them and go. They'd leave. And no, they actually left a table there for me to sit by myself. I gladly took it too. Threw it out my Bible, out my view pocket. Pow! It's a strange and bizarre behavior that goes on nowadays. With everybody out here loving Jesus.
Everybody.
Why is he the most taboo of all conversations? With everybody loving Jesus. With all these people loving Jesus, man. Come on. Ain't we a Christian nation? How do you get hated for being obedient? Thank you, Brother Cedric. But it happens. Y'all know me. I actually make a point to talk like this at every wedding. Mm-hmm. I make a point to talk of it like this. And the reason being, because you won't believe how many young daughters come up to me. 13, 14, 15, 16. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. When I get married, I want to be just like this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dawg, you keep on.
Yeah. There it is.
You go ahead and keep yourself in the love of Yah.
Hallelujah.
You go ahead and keep yourself in the love of Yah. Now, you can't cry with spilled milk.
Nope.
We are born in sin, shaping in iniquity. Most of us, that's just the way, that's just the hand we were dealt. We didn't have nobody in front of us to teach us. We just did. And we are proof as Israel. We are literally proof as Israel that when we come under the bondage to other nations, we act just like they do. And, of course, if it's curses go to third and fourth generations. But if you nobody repents, those curses renew. Think about it. Keep on renewing. If nobody repents, it keeps going generation after generation after generation after generation.
Yep.
Prove all things, all is thinking. What you offering there, all y'all. Man, y'all coming in with a bang here tonight, ain't you? Whew. But if we had what, you know, in the old days, they would call this holiness talk. Mm-hmm. Set apart talk. If we had this more often, I guarantee you, the few people that y'all has bought out of this world into this regeneration, I guarantee you that they would praise y'all that somebody said it to them and was able to keep them, both male and female. That's just a fact.
Right.
Now, for those of you that are, if you're experiencing condemnation because you wasn't a virgin when you got married, that ain't what the intent of this message is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to relax the truth because the devil is trying to condemn you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's good. Mm-hmm.
You should be over there saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you missed the opportunity, if you have the opportunity to raise up a man's seed, child, or their child, hey, go ahead and redeem yourself and do it with dignity.
That's right.
And with honor.
Hallelujah. Take away their reproach.
See, people, they hear me and they think, it's not condemnation. It's condemnation because that's the way you think.
Come on.
You have to be conformed and reformed by renewing of your mind. It's all in the hearing. I'm the last person on earth to sit up there and try to condemn somebody.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, didn't Paul Saul say, man, I'm the cheapest of all sinners.
Come on.
Huh?
Wow.
Well, Pastor, you ain't done what we've done. No, but I'm sure I've done something you ain't done. Thank you, Jordan, for your offering out there. We just really, truly need this type of preacher. How's them center roll say?
Very good. It's good.
They're all homemade, man. They get it listed. But it's a privilege and honor to have y'all here. At least right now, tentatively, we don't know if Jason Whitlock is going to show up. He's supposed to be here tomorrow. Last I heard from Pastor Muir and Elder Robert, but we'll see. And if not, we're scheduled to be in Nashville for an interview. We're actually going to drive to his place and do a live interview there with Jason Whitlock. And I promise you, you know, I want y'all to feel free to share this broadcast, but we're going to touch on a few things here. Because what I saw the other day with that IUIC, that's a damn, it's worse than a damn dog and pony show. It's literally an embarrassment. And to think that you sitting up there a prideful and arrogant as if you saying something. And I sit up there, man, anyway, I put in work. Is it a sin to eat steak that isn't well done? I read something about not consuming blood. Well, you know, a lot of people go a thousand different ways. Well, let's just deal with facts. First of all, the life is in the blood. You're not supposed to eat anything in blood, all right? But if it's rare, chances are you get some damn blood. If it's medium rare, or they call it medium rare or something like that, you have to understand, when you take a deer, I'm going back agricultural now, or a cow, we hang it up, it drains all the blood. All right? I personally eat steak well done, because I want to make sure I cover all bases. Because some of you people out there, you got so used to eating that damn blood pudding and eating blood and stuff that you got to have some taste for it. Now, I've got to look at it because sometimes I've seen steak that it looks like it wasn't cooked all the way, but there was no blood in it. But I personally stay with well done and wouldn't know. I wouldn't even know the reason why somebody would want it rare. Up here in the Fed, this is what they call a well done steak. It hits the grill. It's only about 10 seconds one side, and they flip the other side 10 seconds, and they pull it off the damn grill, and then they get after it. They get after it. Now we cook it over five until it's done plus some. And that way we make sure that we meet the, here it is, the righteousness of the law.
That's right there.
Now, I understand, well, it's nice and juicy. So if somebody know what they're doing as far as cooking it. So we don't have a problem around here because we got some Israelite sisters, some Yehudi sisters. Woo! Boy, they be throwing down. And also let me define that Yehudi.
Hey, right. Go ahead. Let's go. Go ahead.
That people don't get it, you know. They, I had somebody, I get, my email inbox has just been blowed up ever since this Kyrie Irving thing. And I don't know why people all of a sudden act like they're interested in something. They ain't interested in nothing. They just interested in being part of the contention.
True. Just like that.
It's going to pass like the Ringling Brothers, Ballin Bailey Circus did. It comes to pass.
True.
That people, it's like going to a used car dealer. You're just kicking tires.
Right.
You're not in it. You ain't buying the truth. You ain't selling. You ain't doing anything. You're just there. Literally just there. And, I don't even know if I really and truly want, no, I'm going to go another route. How about that? Let me just say this. I don't know who originated this term black Hebrew Israelite. How many times the message, the book, and I know the reason why a lot of people join IUIC and all the rest of these damn buffoonist camps. And we've had people come over from IUIC, come over here and dealing with them. Man, it's like dealing with a brick wall. Y'all be so indoctrinated, boy. Pastors, am I telling the truth?
You're telling the truth.
What you encounter when you're dealing with them, man? They get so indoctrinated, man. They get over here and they cannot even receive the Holy Spirit. Go ahead.
Chef, you are 1,000% on. I mean, you know, just sitting across from these folks is like really talking to a wall.
Lights on, ain't nobody home.
Ain't nobody home. We just had a guy that came from IUIC. We gave him, you know, offering to come to Pentecost. And what I seen, you know, like you wasn't even there. You like we having a time in the Holy Spirit.
And they in zombie mode.
And zombie mode. It's like
the rest you talking about the white man is the devil and the black man is.
But this is the deal. This, you disappeared for 2-3 months. I talked to this guy 3 weeks ago. This is what he said.
What did he say?
I called straightway 3 times.
Okay.
Trying to get in touch with Pastor Dow.
Oh, boy.
For what?
You got Pastor sitting right there.
Exactly. He said, well, I know this seems strange, but I need my mortgage paid up for 2 months, and I got 3 credit cards.
Here we go.
What? I said, hell, I didn't talk. Help me, get help me, bro. you ain't coming to fellowship. All the Holy Spirit is going on. You know, this is what brothers do. We help each other, but wait a minute. All the Holy Spirit going around and all that, what happened to all of that? You skip past all that to this, like,
amen.
It don't make sense.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So that's what I mean. So it's like, Shepherd, you know, folks are getting indoctrinated. And that's what I saw even when you was talking to Whitlock. I'm like, what can I receive that's going to give me salvation? black skin.
Yeah. And that black skin ain't gonna save your ass. You gonna get black though when you lift your eyes up in hell. And it's just sad. It's really truly sad. Now, for some reason, the melanated people has this propensity to be able to always, so-called allegedly, they don't have a problem asking somebody for a handout.
Yeah. Come on.
You probably got kicked out of IUIC because you was asking for a handout. But let me correct this behavior before we go on. Go to Matthew 25. All this, just because somebody asks, that doesn't mean that you're under an obligation to fulfill it.
Ooh. Ooh.
The book says, when you do good, know to whom you're doing good to.
That's it.
Most of you gullibly go out here and give to the poor. Well, who are the poor?
Come on.
There you go. The ones that have the message preached to them. Now, listen. We're going to go straight over here what Messiah had to say in Matthew 25. Start at verse 1. And if you don't get this, you'll never get it, and you deserve exactly what you get. Read, teach.
Then shall the kingdom of heaven.
What kingdom?
Kingdom of heaven.
Read.
Be likened unto 10 virgins.
How many virgins?
10.
Well, let's see what it's likened unto. Come on.
Which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Five of them were wise.
Whoa, here we go. Five were what?
Wise.
Come on.
And five were foolish.
Y'all hear this, right?
Yep.
Now let me stop this story real quick and let me go with a secular story.
Everybody
heard of Larry Bird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we used to grow up in the neighborhood, man. I used to like Larry Bird. I still like Larry Bird, you know, for all the basketball players. Mm-hmm. And in the hood, everybody wanted to be, at the time, it was Dr. J. You know what I mean? And I said, y'all just hating on him because he's white. I said, that white man be dotting y'all eyes. You know he does, man. He be tearing y'all buggers up, don't he? Larry Bird, at least I saw this. He said he was telling the people that was in the NBA with him, listen, why are you going out here spending all this money on $5,000 Rolex watches? $200,000 cars and all this other stuff. Man, you here right now, but you need to start thinking 10 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were living it up. They made fun of him. Sound like you. Sound like you. They made fun of him because he was driving an old beater, making all his money, and they driving all those fancy latest vehicles. Larry lived modest living, saved all his money. Now, y'all hear this?
Yeah.
All right? So, basketball is over with. All these people that didn't want to listen to him, now they on skid row. They think, oh, I can call Larry. Hey, Larry, can I get some money from you, man? Because he said, no.
That's it.
Didn't I tell y'all when we were younger playing this game that this is just for a period of time? Just save your money. I can't help you. Now, you people were out there, so at least you would call it, oh, that's cruel. Oh, really? Well, let's see what the Most High has to say. Read on, teach. We got five that are wise, classification, and then there were five that were foolish. Read.
They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
Oh, oil is a process, a tedious process. It's a tedious process to be able to cultivate. It's a tedious process to process. It's a tedious process to be able to store it. Read.
But the wise.
What do you do?
Took oil in their vessels.
Come on.
With their lamps.
Come on.
While the bridegroom came.
Mind you, the oil is over here, the lamp's over here. If I ever need it, I just take the oil, pour it in the lamp. Come on.
While the bridegroom tarried.
Hear that?
They all slumbered
now,
and slept.
See, that's what we're trying to keep Israel from doing. We know that we are at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like pulling eye teeth to keep people from slumbering and sleeping,
ooh,
including a remnant that is awoke.
Ooh.
He said that they all slumbered and slept.
Mm.
Then Messiah said, when he comes, shall he find faith on his earth?
Mm. He did.
Come on now. Most people think, oh, he's just telling a story. Well, you take it as a story. I'm going to take it as reality.
Yes,
he said they all slumbered and slept. And the only thing that actually even saved the wise is because they had done something earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
It is midnight. There was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom comes.
What's the majority of people doing at midnight? Sleeping.
Yeah. Hmm?
Right. Ah, God, some of us, I'll let that alarm go off at midnight. You didn't get thrown against the wall, or we hit that thing, or something disabled it, or something. We ain't getting up. Behold, a bridegroom. Come on.
Go you out to meet him.
Get up. Go meet him. Read.
Then all those virgins arose. And
no, they were all what?
Virgins.
Some were somewhat diligent, and some were just completely lazy. Some, as you're going to see, had an entitlement mentality to where they think that everybody else should do the work for them, and just because they're virgins, will do this.
Right.
Y'all getting this, right?
Yes, sir.
There's like your family members out there. You talked about food storage, and then you tell them how much food storage you got. As soon as the proverbial crap hit the fan, they already got it in their mind. Oh, I know where it'll come. You better cut that off real quick. Because think about this. Not only do you cut that off real quick at the door, but you cut off real quick because they're going to bring these unregenerated minds.
Right.
These unsanctified spirits and all the trouble that comes along with it. We already know how much trouble we cause, and we're Israel.
Yeah.
They're going to come over here with demands. They think it's due because there's some type of association and kinsmanship.
Mm.
And you owe them.
Mm.
God. See what I mean? I personally call it the heightened sense of selfishness.
Yeah.
When you have an opportunity to prepare, you actually make a conscious decision. I'm going to ignore this.
Mm-hmm.
That's not for me. I'll take even the one. There's something wrong with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it don't take all that. Y'all heard that before?
Mm-hmm.
It don't take all of that. Really? Wonder why for you it don't take all that. For me, it takes all that and more.
Yeah.
All these things come up. And then, either way it goes, they're still going to levy charges against you as being insensitive.
Mm-hmm. Say again. That's it.
Uh-huh. You're cruel. Yeah, but you're still going to be eating. You're going to be prepared. And they're going to be outside the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, you may have to get to the point that you come past that gate.
Mm.
Well, not my cousin or my niece. What? You better get to find out what y'all should say. Who is my brother?
That's it.
Woo-wee. Who is my mother? Who is my father? And they ain't doing the will of the father yet. By some type of an association with the past, you want to try to bring them over to this conversion. It ain't happening.
Chuck, you got me stuck right now. I'm going to tell you why.
Come on, Pastor.
I'm going to go back to this simple thing because this is the simplicity of Christ is this. We all are supposed to be light, right? And just here in this instant, in Matthew 25, the oil is for the lamp.
Mm-hmm.
You having light. If you don't have no oil, you can't light the lamp.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you this time on earth, you wasn't even a light. Let me break it down.
Go ahead, Pastor. I'm listening. I'm glad to listen, too.
See, because the whole thing about being the light is that this is what's asked of you, to be a light. And it, you know how many people on this earth ain't never been a light? You say you Israel.
Come on.
You be among the heathen.
Come
you
on.
Be among those that have never heard of the great fame of the Most High Yah.
Come on.
And you're not a light. That means you had no oil, all right, to allow yourself to be a light to those that don't have the knowledge of Yah. This is what this whole thing is about. If you get the knowledge of Yah, you have made it to the point where you are the set apart. See, the heathen is without the knowledge of Yah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
You being a light is to enlighten them on who Yah is. So the oil is everything. So when I see this, when I hear Shepherd talk, it is near and dear to my heart, because I'm like, I know what I got to be on the earth. He said obedience. You got to be obedient. You got to have oil. You got to have the substance that's going to help you become a light to them.
That's right.
In the world. Remember, the word says, don't put your lamp under the bed, but set it on the lampstand.
There you go.
So when all those who come into the room, they're able to see what? The light. See what I'm saying?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's what all this is about, man. So when they don't have oil, then really they don't belong, because only those who are of the light belong together. So you can't just add people in because they feel like, are they going to persecute you or accuse you of being cruel, like we said. It's just about being light. If you ain't light, light and dark can't what?
You ain't came in. You said all this, you can't do it.
Done. Can't mix. Can't mix it. That's
beautiful. Beautiful. Just beautiful.
What is it, my man?
No, shoot. 5:16
said you need to be a light to the world.
Y'all hear that? You hear that?
This is praise the Most High name.
Read.
Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps.
Now, unless you got a lamp, I got a couple of them back here. Unless you got an oil lamp, you don't even know what that means. If you are, you claim to be an Israelite, yet you have not even butchered a chicken. Mm-hmm. Or field dressed a deer. Yeah, you claim to be the priest of the Most High God. And your priesthood go as far as Walmart meat section. Kroger's in my
Oh, yeah, I want to get some fried chicken. I just want that skin off that baby boy.
You people need to stop.
Oh, man.
You people need to stop, because these people have not been sent by Yah.
Come on.
Yeah, we mock. We mock because, in a righteous way, because you're actually going against what Yah says. And you want somebody to make you feel good and sanction it. Majority of these Israelite camps, they talking about, we Israel, but you up here in Stairway Living in damn New York. Wait till this winter comes. It's going to be a weeping aisle. And it's just getting cranked up, too. Did they have like 7-8 feet of snow up in Buffalo? That's worse than it was in Germany. Man, that's some serious snow. Man, you... Ooh. Ooh. Read on.
And the foolish said unto the wise.
What did the foolish say? And it's amazing how all the foolish know where to go.
Yeah.
They always know where to go. They always know where to go. You know those, oh, we going to trust the Lord. Where's the Lord at? Why are you coming to me? Why are you coming to all the people who've been telling you about the master? Read on.
Give us of your oil.
Give us of your what?
Come on.
Give us of your what?
Oil.
Now, the book teaches us that we need to have great joy in great tribulation.
Yes, sir.
When most people have tribulation, where's joy? When most people have testing and trial, where's joy? Hold that for a second and go to Isaiah 61, verse 3, and then hold that spot and get right back to Matthew. Won't y'all listen? It sure is nice having y'all here, Israel. I love seeing my brothers that's been redeemed, going to be with us in the kingdom forever and ever. Every time, man, it's always like a family reunion with us.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm telling man, we will jump in the vehicles in a minute to be with each other.
Yes,
Isaiah 61:3, read this.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion.
Now do what?
Mourn.
Mourn in Zion. Watch this. It goes to the definition of all. Come on.
Give unto them beauty for ashes.
Beauty for ashes.
The oil of joy.
All of what?
Joy.
All of what?
Joy.
Man, if you got oil in your lap, you got joy.
Come on now.
You got oil in your lap, you got joy.
That's it.
And you know the reason why you got joy? Because you are prepared.
That's it. Hallelujah.
You are prepared. Read on. Hey, bring the opener in here, Solomon.
I got it.
The oil of joy for mourning and the what?
The garment of praise.
The garment of
praise.
For the what?
For the spirit of heaviness.
And you know what? I guarantee you won't see none of them camps ever praising God.
Oh, I ain't never.
As a matter of fact, IUIC is they even got a thing where they don't even believe in baptism.
Oh, my God.
So it gets worse. They mock people about having the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but they ain't got a lick of the Holy Spirit. Their Holy Spirit is let me tap in to the spirit of the black man and all the atrocities that has happened to us over the last 400 years.
They do.
The white man!
Assholes. Anyway, somebody said here, matter of fact, they did earlier, they sent me an offering here, they said, this is a big one. All right, Pastor, since listening to you, Bambino, thank you for your offering. I come out of much sinful addictions and behaviors. All praise to the Most High.
All praise to the Most High.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He sent forth his word, he healed him. Sent forth his word and delivered him there, right?
Yeah.
But I have a brother in a Hebrew camp. Listen, let me stop this foolishness right now.
Yes.
Not everybody that say that they're Israel is Israel.
Right.
Just because they got it dropping off the edge of their lips, dripping off the edge of their lips, that don't mean they're Israel. Mm-hmm. Satan actually thinks he's Yah.
Right.
That don't mean he's Yah.
Come on. All right.
Come on.
It's happening to a group
there. Man. I have a brother in the Hebrew camp that says Esau is the white devil.
Here we go. Sure.
Here we go again. And that's why he can't listen to you. Oh, really? Okay, well, let's stop there for a second. Let's stop there for a second. Let me see. Abraham had Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac had Jacob and Esau. Now, I just want to keep it simple here now.
Keep it simple.
We all know that they were melanated people at
yep.
that time.
Yep, definitely.
So if Esau is a white man, let me get it right. He said that in the Hebrew camp and said that Esau is the white devil. Well, what are we going to do with all these black devils?
That's it.
Right.
No, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to tell y'all, the devil's trying to trick y'all to get into this thin line of what color your ass is as if you righteous by that. You not. We all know that Israel was a melanated people because you can't take a white Jesus and hide him into a melanated Egyptian city. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Paul even said, everybody, we all know that. We all know that. The trouble is this.
Come on, Jeff.
Esau, white man, devil. I would like to know, and don't get me wrong, mind you, you talk to somebody who know about Zepho? Yeah. I know about I taught that. I know all the history of all of that. I did it in 2013 to 14. Go check out the video. I put a couple of them up on Patreon. If we use the association, go to Acts chapter 16. We gonna, and mind you, you're going to put me back on point where we were. Y'all can remember where we were, right? Because we're going to be detouring all over. Go to Acts chapter 16, verse 1. Man, these are foolish people, man.
Matthew 25.
Acts chapter 16, verse 1. Read, teach.
Then came he to Derbe and Lystra.
All right.
And behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus.
Now, hold on. Hold on. We know Timotheus was a Greek, right?
Yeah.
You people, come on.
That's right.
But we know him by the name of Timothy.
Yeah.
Out of which Paul wrote two letters to, and he told him to ordain elders in every city. As a matter of fact, when you go to the book of Acts, you'll see that the Jews were so much, Yehudim was in so much of a damn uproar because Paul brought him into the temple.
Yep.
They were ready to kill and stone Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
The son of a certain woman.
Not any woman, but a
certain woman.
Read on.
Which was a Jewish, Yehudish, and believed.
Come on.
But his father was a Greek.
Was a who?
A Greek. Greek.
They're going to tell you right off the bat, just because his father's a Greek, that ought to make him a white man.
Mm-hmm.
Either way it goes, is a man of another nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
And our people way back then had rejection of Timotheus. Because they all knew his father was a Greek, just like they rejected Messiah. Because they, in their mindsets, in John the 8th chapter, threw a dig at the Messiah and said, we be not born of fornication.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Everybody think they got the inside track to every damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't y'all listen, man. Man, you talking to an informed man here.
Ooh,
if Esau is the white devil, then who is the devil? Because I understand curses, I understand what the nations have done, I know all the history. But I understand that we're there because of the curses, but the Most High says, no matter where you are scattered, no matter where you be, if you would turn, if you would repent, then I would restore you.
Thank you.
See, everybody crying over what everybody did to my ancestors. You ain't no fella whip on your ass. I know the psychological pain of what's been done because my mind stays working. I get it. You can't sit up and pray no broad brush and condemn everybody for the color of their dang skin or the non-color of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do when y'all give them the Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
The same one you got.
They don't have it.
What are you going to do when the white man start casting out devils just like you?
Uh-oh.
When he starts healing the sick. Ain't keeping the commandments.
That's right.
This is a bunch of damn fools. And in this passage, the reason why we read it, because today if you read it, allegedly they will say Timothy was a mixed breed. Yet still, the apostle Saul entrusted him with the work of the ministry. To go and ordain elders in every city. Him and Titus. Working hand in hand. You understand it, right? They want to try to condemn it because we know your father's a Greek. He's an idolater. We know he worships them pantheons of Roman gods. But his mother was a Yehudi. took and circumcised him.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the Jews knew his father was.
Yes.
If the white man is the devil, then who in the hell is the devil then? Because just like you said, when I'm dealing with any type of addictions, the white man ain't there. The devil is there.
Really?
When I'm dealing with any type of temptations, ain't nobody there but what? The devil is submitting thoughts to your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who it is, then. Let's be real. And we want to condemn the white man for everything that's done happen to us when the Most High already told you, when you don't obey me, I'm going to turn you over to these people.
Yes, sir. That's it.
And they're going to whoop your ass.
That is it.
Now, I did put a barrier and a limitation up, but you can't blame them for going past it.
That's it.
Now, I've got something for their ass, too, for going past what I told them not to do.
Mm-hmm.
That still don't alleviate you from showing your ass and disobeying me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
And all Israel shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
We're in some serious trouble. We're in some serious trouble. We know that right now the white man is ruling the earth.
Ruling.
Go to Esther 8:17. So here we go again. Am I ever going to get back to Matthew 25? Go ahead, St. Peter. I'm going to show y'all something for real. All right? Y'all ready, right? Y'all know what this is about. Mordecai and Haman, right? Y'all know this, right? We talked about this earlier today, didn't we? In our conversation just coming up. And they try to tell you that if you were born this, that's what you are. Oh, I agree with that. Only one problem, though. What if you decide to convert? What are you going to do then? Well, I already know the laws of the stranger. We can go to Shemot 12 and get that. We can be all over the place. But look what it says. We know that there was a great war over in Esther. Is that right?
Yes,
a great war over in Esther.
Yes,
Haman deceived the king. Had him to make a decree to set up there and to cause all of his armies to go and kill the Yehudi that would not submit to his mandates, like Mordecai would. Then after he found out that Haman was set up there and had him deceived, he had him hung. And he did. He gave a decree and told the Yehudi, you fight.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
Whether in the province of the heathens. Watch this. And because the Most High Yah was with them, and because the Most High Yah was with them, in a foreign land,
yes,
under pagan rulership, and because the Most High Yah was with them, he said in Esther 8:17, read.
In every province,
we will call them districts, parishes, what do we call it?
Counties,
cities, little spots. We will call them all them. Come on.
And in every city.
And in every what?
City.
Come on.
Whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came,
read.
The Yehudim had joy and gladness.
The Yehudim had what?
Joy and gladness.
Your translation say Jews, but we know it's Yehudi.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
A feast and a good day.
And the reason why we say Yehudim, because we know who the Yehudim are today. Consists of the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. And watch this. I'm going to really tell you up now. Any gate that the stranger determines that he wants to go into, that's what Yah gave him.
Oh.
Y'all say, you go ahead and pick one. Which one gate you want to go in? That's something right there.
They don't read that.
Hell no, they don't read that. You got to read all this other stuff and avoid all this. Read on.
And many other people of the land.
Now, what land was that, though? What land was that they were in that Mordecai and them was oppressed? You go to Esther chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3, and it will tell you then what it is. Read.
Many people of the land became Yehudi.
No. No. Many of the people of the land did what?
Became Yehudi.
Right there.
Now, wait a minute. If you are Israel, if you are already Yehudi, you're Yehudi. If you are becoming Yehudi, there's no way that you are already Yehudi, that you're going to become a Yehudi.
Yeah.
These people said, you know what? I ain't fooling around with this. I'm with y'all now. Many people of the pagan lands became Yehudi. The heathen lands. They became Yehudi. Read on.
For the fear of the Yehudi.
Of the Yehudi, because they had the Most High Yah with them. If I hold my peace, let God fight my battle. Victory, all victory shall be mine. Read on.
For the fear of the Yehudi fell upon them.
They don't want to be massacred and slaughtered.
No.
Y'all get this right?
No, yeah, yeah.
We supposed to be light to the Gentiles. There's no, come on, we already Israel. We are already Israel. We know this. We know that it's been taken away from us. And listen, just because you possess melanated skin, that don't make you divine. That don't make you automatically Israel. Because not everyone is saying to Israel, they are not Israel.
Right.
We're not Israel. Then you can say that again. Yeah. What are we going to do? We got Hamites got a plethora of the spectrum of colors. Just like we do. You think about that for a second. So, if not everyone is saying to Israel, there's nothing divine about your damn skin color. Last time I checked, I read in the book, you better all repent unless you all shall all likewise perish. And I was telling them earlier in the garage today, I said, there's a new doctrine out there that's been around for a long time, but I've just come up on it because I discern what they're doing. Y'all hear what I said? There's a new doctrine that's out there. I just come up on it because I discern what they're doing. You know what this doctrine is? You ain't got to repent.
What?
That's Christianity.
Oh, hell no.
Think about it. When you go back to the debate of Ron Young, it's finished.
Yeah.
It's finished.
Hell no.
You ain't got to do nothing. It's finished. We know that. That's exactly what the word is. But watch them and listen to them carefully.
Yes.
We don't have to repent. It's already done.
Right.
In other words, we ain't got to keep the law. That's what justified him from staying away from the law. Yet still our book teaches us thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness and our law is the truth. They said, Paul seeks to change the laws. I can't find it nowhere. I can't find him in 100% agreement with it. Somebody's living charges against him that he never ever said. This gets bad. It gets really bad.
You heard what Creflo Dollar said before. He said, Satan is not trying to get you to sin. He's trying to get you to keep the law.
What the shit? Are you serious?
Yeah, I had that clip on the video before. I said, that right there.
But see, now we got to deal with the question. And I'm going to deal with this tomorrow, too. It's spiritual schizophrenia. It really is. The law, sin. That's the question we need to ask.
Right.
He said that you do.
Yes.
Yeah, I
learned
that. Yeah.
Oh, bro.
You
need to ask him.
That's crazy. See, that's why I love the old ways, man. Because when I hear some foolishness like that, we would have done good in the old days.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We would have been done. We would have been the A1 swallowing team.
That's it.
Bring them out. Off with their heads.
You think about some
say that again.
Faith is not trying to get you to sin. He's trying to get you to keep the law.
Now stop, damn it. Keep you, I don't know, we call the first John 3:4, man. We're doing this for y'all out here. Because, man, we got to, though. Well, somebody, we got to. Free.
Whosoever.
Oh, shit. He got it up that proof text. Whosoever what?
Whosoever commits sin transgresses also the law.
But if you notice, don't nobody want to define what sin is today.
They
don't.
No. They ain't going to do that.
Oh. Every broadcast.
Tell them.
Boy,
they drinking.
Yep. Yeah. I go, hell yeah. You want to know what kind of it is?
Yeah.
Exactly. They call
this
in. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yet your dog can be a lesbian and kill everybody.
Yeah.
That ain't seeing the reteach.
For sin is
the what?
The transgression of the law.
Now go to Matthew 5:17 real quick. We'll get back there. I want to get back to Matthew 25.
Yeah,
we will. We'll get back there. We're making a round robin. We will get back there. One way or the other. 5:17. I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you. You know the good thing about the kingdom, though? No sin. No transgression.
Oh,
none of that is going to be permitted. And you know the reason why we know it's going to be permitted? It's not going to be permitted because the Most High Yah is going to set those of us that have been redeemed up in all these providences.
Yes.
We're going to make sure that the righteousness of the law is carried out.
Yes.
Because the Messiah said, till heaven and earth pass away. Is it still here?
Yes.
Not one jot.
That's right.
Or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the what?
No.
And they thinking that what we're doing is trying. Well, you the law, you think you're trying to be righteous? Hold on. When we did have the law, and it showed us our condition, we couldn't keep it.
That's good.
The law, with the Bible, there it is.
That's it. Satan wants you to keep the law. And Saul said, if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin.
Come on, man.
What in the world?
Verse 12, that was them devil.
Boulder
shoulders with you.
Exactly.
What we leave off at?
Matthew 5:17.
I'm just so glad in the kingdom his law is going to be kept.
Hey.
And then they try to make mental gymnastics and try to say, oh, so you try to say you keep the law, you're righteous.
Right.
Listen, Hebrews clearly tell us, for finding fault with them.
Exactly.
Then find no fault with the law.
No.
He said, with them. By the time you get finished with all these, you ever seen them Looney Tunes with all of them spiral eyes?
Yeah.
By the time these Christian preachers get up there and start mesmerizing your ass, they'll be, too much, somebody make law. Oh.
Crazy ass people.
Crazy.
Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets.
Now, y'all know I have to hit that every time. That doesn't mean it's giving you license to not think. That means don't let it enter into your mind that Yahshua, the Messiah, Jesus, the Messiah, came to destroy the law or the what?
Right.
I didn't come to destroy, but he came to do what?
To fulfill. Yeah,
read on.
For verily, I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
And all has not yet been fulfilled. So guess what? You better be obedient. That's what it's about now. Because the people of old, the Israelites of old, oh, they were keeping the law. They were making sacrifices. And then what Moses says, I am sick and tired of your burnt offering and your damn sacrifice. I can't away with them. You know the reason why? Because all y'all trying to do is y'all trying to find what the letter says, live up to it, but then you're going to finagle your way around it to do what your wicked-ass heart wants to do. There is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying souls. I cannot away with it. That's God. And that's the same thing people are trying to do today. Manipulate, coerce the Most High Yah to get it their way, eat that cake in sin. And if you've been truly regenerated, born again, you want to stay as far away from damn sin as you can.
Got to say it again.
They don't want to fool with damn sin after you've been tasted of the good gift.
Oh,
and been a partaker of the divine power.
Oh, man. Listen, Chef, me and Elder had to send a brother away today. Because you suppose and pretend that you're doing good. We send you resources. You buying weed and banging broads.
What?
On the same thing. You see what I mean? But you hear what he said? You want to be as far. I just said it. I said, man, ain't no way knowing the hand of Yah. Ain't no way I want to be as far as away from sin as possible because I know this key word right here is the goodness of Yah. So I'm not going to squander that.
Right. It leads you to repent.
Come on. You just said it. People don't have it, though. They don't have it.
I remember
the cake. Come on.
I remember Elijah, the prophet Elijah, right? This woman had a son. The famine in the land was great. Didn't have nothing. She was getting ready to bake her last cake, make her last meal. Her and her son was going to eat it, and they were going to die. Then the prophet of the Most High Yah showed up and said, bake me a cake. What? Wait a minute.
Wait.
I ain't got nothing left here. My son and I, this is all the meal. This is all we got. This is all I can put together. We going to eat this tonight. He said, I tell you what, you just go ahead and make me a cake and we'll see what happens. I guarantee you're going to live. You hear that, right?
Yep.
She trusted the word of the Most High, y'all. Made a beautiful cake, probably the best cake there ever was. Mind you, they sitting over there starving, Elijah up here eating. Don't worry about it. Your meal barrels will never run dry. Why? At the word of a prophet from the Most High God.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. People got to get out of this.
Yeah. Give,
give, give. But
that's
listen,
right.
You don't never give until it hurts. When it hurts, it's all of your substance.
That's it.
some be sitting right there, Mom Neil and Carol right there, and this guy be down there, and all of a sudden,
what the?
It's
heavy.
So it's your whole
house.
Fire!
Woo!
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've been saying, glory! I tried to tell y'all for 120 years, but you didn't want to listen. That's why I keep telling y'all, it's Israel. Y'all be encouraged.
Hallelujah.
It don't make no difference how many people reject you. Y'all's with you.
That's right.
Y'all don't do like this world.
Oh,
do
yeah.
Killing numbers and stuff. He told Gideon, you got too many. Mm-hmm. You got way too many because you have a whole bunch of them like the nations. You going to say because we. No. It don't happen like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You listen. Listen real good. Listen close. You know, Christianity really messed it up because they painted nice cartoon figures and they etched in our mind a little fairy tale. The reality of this stuff better get engrossed and etched into your mindset. Y'all hear me, Israel?
Yes.
Y'all don't never, ever want many, always a few.
That's right.
I said it again. Remember we talked about the Great Divulge, right? Man was so damn wicked. You already done had the sons of God procreating with the daughters of men, creating all this chaos and havoc on the earth. Y'all turn around and destroy the dang thing. Started anew with Noah and his sons. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Out of it come Abraham already knew the law. He comprehended and understood it. But it didn't get etched into stone until Moshe came. Y'all hearing this, right?
Yeah, come on.
New beginning. The flood is a new beginning. So when y'all destroy this earth by fire, guess what it's going to be? A new beginning. Because when you destroy this earth by fire, it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. That's where I'm going. That's where y'all going. We're going to send it forward. We're going to be there. We're going to be there. We're going to be there. You see what I'm saying? And these people out here, oh, it's just a cliche, it's a fairy tale. That's what y'all Greek and Roman goddesses, that's what y'all do. Everything we have today, it always relaxes the strength of what y'all is trying to put forth.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to find out if y'all say it or not. How many times I told y'all, listen, I would at least be wise and at least follow the example of this man you hate so much.
Mm.
You do your one or two revilings, I'll hit back once, maybe twice. Then I better get my check in the spirit. Look here, you prayed, you better leave it alone. I'm done. I go silent. You think I done fell off the face of planet Earth. I'm done. Leave it mute. Oh, you hear me? I'll come back. And I'm a very patient man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm an extremely patient man.
Yeah, I agree.
Y'all seen them false prophets that was on there?
Yep.
I had them ugly-ass mugs sitting right here on my desktop defiling it for a whole year. Every morning I wake up and go, God, amazing.
Yeah.
Damn, you know this shit. Am I? I'm sitting up in there. Everybody go, why y'all mocking? They're not allowed to mock y'all false and prophets. We do the same damn thing because we know in who we believe.
Yeah.
I said that for a whole damn year in the dirt. I told El Roca, I said, you see this shit? I said, well, I'm not going to say nothing for a whole year. I'm going to wait till they shit come up. You going to say, then I'll come out. Anyone I came out, I didn't come out as, man, I had all this shit built. I didn't come out as strong as I wanted to. All I did was come out with a video of informing Israel of what a false prophet looks like. See, now they finished. They done. You're a disgrace. Ain't nobody going to believe that. And then I even had the address of the long-haired prima donnas and feminine stood.
I just learned that.
New one. So I thought I would emphasize it more stood. Patience. The book says, let her have a perfect work. And in your patience, you possess your soul. That's what the book says. The book says. And I believe in men's patience. I'm long-suffering. Oh, no, you ain't. See, Shane, you've been with me for almost 3 decades now.
Yes, sir.
Only, you can testify. Am I not a patient man?
Definitely of a truth.
Swift to hear, slow to speak. And that's what some of you Israelites would call a Greek. Stupid ass people. These people crazy as hell, man. These people are stupid. My trouble today is not, I mean, come on, the system, the book, look. Egypt, Ham, had a rulership of the world.
Mm.
Along with Babylon, Assyria, is that right?
Mm.
It transferred over to the white man. But the original Greeks were not white. The original Romans wasn't white. See, y'all just listen to the wrong people. I got I got two bookshelves. Do I have four or two?
I thought two.
In the living room, I got two in the bedroom. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in my office. Are you following me?
Uh-huh.
I got bookshelves all over the dang place. What you think you know, we already know. We know the truth. I promise you do. But because we don't preach it and teach it, the way that ignorant-ass Bishop Nathaniel, you are a damn embarrassment, nigga.
Ooh, ooh.
That's what you are. You are literally a damn embarrassment. But we'll try to set the record straight, though. I can't tell you how many of your used-to-be people come over to us all damaged and broken. Don't even know what the hell salvation is. You don't even know what it is. It's sad. Oh, we mobbed here. We mobbed here. All you did was show up and go home. You don't even know what the code of a warrior is. Shut the hell up. We marched. We showed up. We were there. We were there.
In the flesh.
You know I heard you because I sound just like you. All that damn foolishness and frivolity. It's stupid as hell. Jason, hopefully, at least his plan for him, he's going to have us on. All right, you want to see what the truth is, because most of y'all, you need the message of deliverance.
Yeah.
You need the message of what your real true salvation is.
Because
when you get the straight way, you're not going to hear the message of Yahshua in vain.
No.
You're going to hear straight what you need without any mixture.
Man.
And that's that. Are you still in Matthew 25? Go ahead, read.
Afterward, the door was shut. Came also the other virgins, saying, Master, open to us. But he asked them,
what did he say?
He said, Verily, truly I say to you, I don't know you. Watch, therefore.
Do what now?
Watch, therefore.
And do what?
Watch, therefore.
Read on.
For you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes.
Y'all hear that, Israel? We need to be watching. give me this shit about, like, people trying to make it a day, what color, non-color a person's skin is. I'm, listen. I've seen so much crap take place in this modern day that we're living in right now. Right now, right now. And I don't see none of these messages delivering anybody from their plight. Do y'all? Mm-hmm. I've got Caucasian brothers in this ministry that actually fits this. Y'all ready for this? A friend, lover, at all times.
Yeah, right.
But there is a friend.
Yeah.
That sticker closer than a brother.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Now what are you going to do about that?
Mm-hmm.
I remember Simone Kepler said, look, these people receive the same Holy Spirit as we have. So what are we supposed to do now? Y'all's already chosen. Y'all get this, right? Man. Pastor Dang is still in there. Pastor Dang be on fire. He capitalizes stuff. Say it again, Shepherd. Come on, Shepherd.
Yes,
say it again, Shepherd. Pastor Muir is all over. He just will not leave his chat alone tonight. Thank you, Brother Charles. Also, he says, let me see. Always flushing out the truth with clear scriptural backing. We need to know the enemy and need to ask the Most High to increase our faith tenfold. I agree with you, brother. But let me tell you something. The book says now faith is. Not right now. Right now. You're asking y'all to increase something that is already here. I believe it. I understand what you mean it. I know where you're coming from. But it literally makes no sense to me whatsoever at all. Mm-hmm. You follow me? It just don't. Let me see. I think it's Jeremiah. I'm going to show y'all. And y'all don't want to hear. And remind you, everything that IUIC want to talk about, they want to take it back to slavery, your damn plight and all this. Let me tell y'all something. Let me get raw here for a damn second.
Come on.
Listen. Nathaniel's a black man. I'm a black man. The majority of all the people in that organization are black. The majority of the people in our organization, if you want to call it like that, which ain't an organization at all, we can't say they're all black. It's more like a 60-40 split. But, are you following?
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference. A big-ass difference. One has y'all, the other one don't.
Mm-hmm.
One's still preaching a message of captivity while one is preaching
a message of deliverance.
That's it.
No, for real, think about this, though.
Come on, Pastor.
Matter of fact, I think it's Jeremiah 29. What should we be doing? You ain't got to never worry about them. There are certain things in the book that is prevalent in the prophets. Jeremiah 29, verse 5. Watch this. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
It's going to be ugly. You know why? Because they're removing all damn excuses. Listen, I don't give a shit, don't give a damn what we all done in life. If the Most High Yah is with you, he will prepare you.
Right. You got that right. Come on. That's it.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Either y'all is or he ain't. I just ought to believe, and I know that he is.
Yes.
Y'all hear me?
That's right.
Y'all have no respect of person. Why would he have favor on me and not on all the other people? Listen, the book says, by one man faith. By one man faith.
One.
Yes. He was able to deliver a city.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
I understand that in these last times and days that y'all is using me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
He started with me,
yes.
But it don't end with me.
Come on.
And with all due respect, it didn't start with me.
Mm.
Come on. It started by obedience.
Yes.
To the one who was already obedient. That's the word of Yah, made flesh.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So it starts there. And then the people start doing and implementing exactly what the book says. They don't deviate to the left or to the right. Everybody trying to figure out how you do this, what the hell. There's no need to figure it out. The just shall live by his faith. All Pastor says just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
But you go read the scriptures, the Bible says that the just shall live by
faith.
His faith.
Come on.
Yes. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way in hell I'm going to let you reach some accolades on me because I chose to obey. When y'all came and knocked at your door, because it was the fullness of time, that's when the time you chose to obey. That's how I know we're in the end time. Because he chose this damn retarded ass, light-skinned, bubble-eyed niggas. Come on. The foolish things.
Come on.
Of the world.
Come on.
Amongst the so-called wise.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And to preach this word and this message of the good news.
Hallelujah.
And then it inspired everyone. That have the ears to hear and gave them the same tenacity, the same drive and determination.
Come on.
Yeah, in the spirit just to overcome.
Yes.
And it gets contagious. And people want to continue on. They want to keep on. They want to overcome. Keep on overcoming. That's why we constantly say all praise to the Most High Yah.
All praise to the Most High Yah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
He gets motivated by the work that he did.
Yeah.
So when y'all say it is finished, you don't know what the hell he's talking about. But when we say it's finished, we know what he's talking about.
We know what he's saying.
We know what he's talking about.
Yes,
y'all get that? It's
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on.
So we're sitting here as the Most High of y'all revealed. And mind you, I know more now than what I did when I first believed. Come to find out, teach, we was in 100% strict obedience,
yes,
and didn't know nothing. How many times our people went out not knowing where?
Yes.
But y'all still lit a pillar of fire by night,
yes,
and a cloud by day,
yes,
and guided our steps.
Yes, we did. Amen.
Huh?
True.
It's not, how many times y'all hear these camps say that Babylon is America? Y'all heard that before?
Yes, sir.
Y'all heard it before?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with them, but I still think it's wrong. But you follow me. They say, Babylon is America. They say it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 29, verse 5, watch this. It's getting ready to get very interesting. Elemental.
It's
getting
real ugly
then,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Rebuild you houses.
Oh, let's go back to verse 4. Let's build this real quick. Because they all went back to that. What the new shit? What? I remember, man, when I first, I remember the day that I first started building, man, my shit was, I only had an 8-foot span.
Brad, you can this one, brother.
I had an 8-foot span. And out of 8 foot, my shit was 2 foot out of center. Not 2 inches, 2 foot. I had Elder Doug to come and rebuke me. What the hell? I said, hey, look good. You know that deck stood for 22 years?
Yeah.
Well, it finally robbed it and we just had to pull it off. That's faith.
That's it.
bro. You wouldn't want to walk on that. Do not call Pastor Barry. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me try to hold my resolve here. Jeremiah 29, verse 14.
Thus says the Master of Hosts.
Who's saying this?
Master.
When he says something,
this.
It's not only going to listen, but it's forever.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like us. We talk, well, let me change my mind. Let me make an adjustment. I meant this, but I didn't. No, that ain't him. Read.
The Elohim of Israel.
The Elohim of who?
Israel.
The Elohim of who?
Israel.
Come on.
Unto all that are carried away captives.
Okay. The Elohim of Israel is speaking to all the Israelites that are carried away captive. Read.
Whom I have caused to be carried away.
No, wait. The white man called to be carried away. No, the pink man called. The blue man called. Blue God. Who called to be carried away? That's the one thing I keep saying over and over again, the reason why we don't need to forget this. We don't need to forget this. The reason why we're in the condition we're in is because of our own disobedience and our own rebellion.
Yes.
And until you get to the point where you can humble yourself and admit that, your ass ain't going to never be changed, and you'll never receive the benefits of Yah.
Right.
I was carried away because of my own ancestral wickedness, which I admit. And because I have a consciousness of it, based on the Holy Spirit, because Yah chose me out of due season. I've come to you, son. Now repent. Yes, sir. Yes, I got you, Father.
That's it.
Yes, Master.
Come on.
Now you turn from your wicked ways. I'm telling you, man, I can bring an elder in the assembly when I repented. That was right there next to me. When I repented, he could give you the account. He could tell the story better than I could.
Mm-hmm.
He was there. He was literally there. He saw my repentance. In front of, man, I called up. I ain't telling everybody, don't do this. I called out every sin I ever, what I thought was sin.
Yeah,
right. And I did.
Right.
Loud. I mean, in front of the whole assembly, y'all was just person. He was like, I'm going to whoop your ass. It kind of reminded me of Saul. I'm going to show you how much great things he is going to suffer for my name's sake. Man, I cried out. I cried. I cried out. When I was done, I'll tell you what happened to me when I was done. Don't leave me. Don't leave me, I was sitting up there in front of all these strangers like this. Please don't leave me.
Come on.
I was in the zone. I was like,
yeah.
Please don't leave me. I was up my eyes. Mess with that seat. I tried to go out of the seat. This will stop me. Says, this man has received the genuine Holy Ghost. And I've been running for y'all. Woo! Hallelujah! Hard and everything. Hallelujah. Been running.
That's it.
And gonna keep on running.
Yes, sir.
Then I had a vision.
Come on.
And a dream.
Come on.
I had both, man. And I started like, this don't make sense to me because I realized the size of my son and my daughter. Who'd ever thought I had another set, though?
Yeah,
that,
come on.
We're getting close. And these allegories, who? What could they mean? What could they be? Man, they keep going like this. Who knows what the Most High Yahweh? I do know this. I do know that everyone that was with me, we got transformed. saw a bright light in a twinkle of an eye. We were pow, we were up in glory, coming back down. That was it. As a matter of fact, I had a little bit more to it than what I normally do. But everyone that was with me, we went up.
Jeez.
Not.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. Woo! I'm telling you, bro. I can repeat that 1,000 times over because it was that real.
Oh, man.
Again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and again.
Football.
You know, when something's true, it don't never leave you.
That's right.
A lie, you got to try to figure it out, try to remember and catch it. I ain't got to worry about that. I ain't got to remember. Mm-mm. Jeremiah 29:4.
Mm-hmm.
Read again so we don't forget. Y'all all right? Everybody all right in this room? Y'all all right in this room?
Yeah.
Read on.
This is the Master of Hosts, the Elohim of Israel.
What'd he say?
Unto all that are carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away.
Who calls this?
Yah.
Read on.
From Jerusalem unto Babylon.
Now, are we in Babylon, yes or no? No, they call America, New York, Babylon. We're in Babylon, right?
Yeah.
All the Israelites say, we in Babylon.
Yeah. Okay.
Read. Doom prophecy. Doom. Read on.
Yep. Build you houses.
Oh, live in a city. Build you houses. Oh, stairway living in Harlem. Build you. Oh, you got to be in Brooklyn, that nasty ass city where everybody's throwing trash all over the damn place and every damn thing else. Build you houses. Oh, let the government do it for you. Build you houses. Housing accommodations. This is your rent. Build you houses. Oh, you build the houses. Y'all hear that?
Oh, yeah.
You build a house.
Oh, yeah.
You. I know y'all ain't seeing these cows.
Come on. Yeah.
That don't make no damn difference to me. You still going to see them.
Yeah.
I bet Bishop Nathaniel ain't got none of this. Yeah. He got paper cuts on his hands.
Yeah.
Shit. Build your houses. Thus said who? Y'all are Elohim.
Elohim.
Build you houses when you're in Babylon?
Yeah.
Read on.
And dwell in them?
And do what?
Dwell in them.
Oh, don't let nobody else build the joint. You build them and you dwell. Read on.
Right.
And plant gardens?
Oh, no. Go to Kroger.
Plant gardens?
Go to Walmart.
Plant gardens?
Go to the nearest grocery store.
Plant gardens?
Plant gardens and do what?
And eat the fruit of them?
I told people, man, if you want to meet this condition, at least just put down a pot of butter. Yeah, make a bean plant.
Yeah.
Cucumber. At least do something. The soul obedient. A faith. Read on.
Take you wise.
Take you, Mr. Plural, right?
Yes, wise.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to tell you right now. This world is not ready for the next level I'm learning about polygyny.
Come on.
They ain't ready for it.
Oh, man. Come on.
I will let this out of the bag.
Yeah.
Monogamy genders towards straight up Greek mythology, Roman myth, Jupiter, Juno, Hera worship, out of which America is born.
Yes, sir.
So y'all see all this twisting, warping of scripture? It literally has to do with the worship of another god.
Come on.
And who, here it is, the word they call it, and it is obeisance, or who you going to serve?
Come on.
Obedience.
Yep.
Well, Pastor Dow, you need to shut up. We don't like what you talk. I don't like what you hear.
Come on.
And until y'all get... Somebody got some damn gumption setting up in front of me in a debate platform, not this damn hollering and screaming shit. We need order.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
We need order. It needs to be articulated.
What is that,
Elder? What is that?
My Bible started reading.
What is that? Karen, wake up. So, are y'all getting me? Listen, we are that serious. Hey, Elder, tell the people what happened with myself and Elder Rufus up there And these people, was that me? No. tell people what happened up there when we came up to your area and all these theologians was lined up and how they tried to move me off the scriptures. Can you remember what Elder Rupert said? Come here.
I said, do you
remember?
Ask me the question again.
I said, do you remember what happened when Elder Rupert and I was up there when you had all these people try to move me off scripture and wanted me to answer from my own mindset and what Elder Rupert said?
Basically what I remember is Elder Rupert said that they could not get you off of that word. It can mean you were not going to give your opinion. And they kept on trying to get you to go, well, what do you think? Well, let's put the scripture aside. Let's just, what do you think?
When you're doing that. Brother, I'm telling y'all right now, y'all not ever going to hear my personal, if you ever hear my personal opinion, I will make it so clear.
You can't miss it.
I promise you, I will make it, this is just my personal opinion. It may be a little bit valid, but that doesn't mean it's not true. The word is true.
Yeah. Word is true.
Can I just say one thing? I remember when we first was talking, and I had a lot of questions and everything, right? It kind of reminded me of Muhammad Ali. I mean, there was a fight with Muhammad Ali where the first round, he didn't throw one punch the whole time. He was just bobbing and weaving just to show that he can just literally just sit there and not throw a punch. And I remember when I was asking you all these questions, you just kept up saying, you have your Bible? Literally every question I had, he
bobbing
and weaving here. And then I read my question. He said, that's your question? Now keep reading. And he was telling me to slow down. And he said, that's the answer right there. I asked him another question, thinking like, okay, I'm just trying to get his opinion.
Right.
And every time, he had chapter, verse, book, everything, all in there. 90% of the conversation when I had a question came from that book.
Right.
I couldn't even say, like, well, it was right there. 90% of the time, I'm like, hey, he just did like Muhammad. I mean, that's what I was doing. I used to kind of do that, but man, he took it to a whole another level of just the whole spirit. How can you disagree with that?
Right.
Unless I'm going to disagree with the word. So whatever Ron and them were trying to do with you, that wasn't going to happen. You kept going back to that book.
So the book says, man should not live by, but by every word that proceed forth.
That's it.
You ain't getting my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is my opinion, I promise you, if you miss it, you are dumb as hell. Because I clearly tell you, I said something today. You said, you get out of word. I said, nope, just my opinion. You remember that?
Yes.
That is just my opinion. You remember what it was?
About the war brides.
About the what?
War brides.
All right.
Yep.
We're talking about war brides. Because everybody thinking, don't get deceived by all these damn Viking-ass movies and shit where they're raiding shit and raping people all over the damn place. Israel, we had laws.
Yes, sir. That's it. Laws made
laws. Exactly. Remember that, right?
Yes, sir.
The book says if we are in a war, and we see a woman desirable, we can take her as part of the booty.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean we grab at it.
Yeah. No.
Booty means revenue. Payment. Ranger, you got to say stuff like that. Well, Ranger, if you don't educate, they going to think you just run it off and
that's
it. Good booty. If you want to end up taking part in the booty of war, wait till you get home.
Mm.
And there you go.
Mm.
Shave her head.
Mm.
Make a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Pair her neck. Wait one cycle of the moon. Everybody, what? Wait for 30 days. Then afterwards, you go. I said, why do you think the Most High God did that? And I said, It's simple. He wanted to make sure that your desire, that's what it started out with, was to the woman. Your desire. Your desire. To the woman. Your desire. If you save off a woman's head,
come on, Pastor,
and you got to, you looking at a bald-headed ass woman, you think you're going to have desire for her? Y'all use that as a test to make sure your heart.
You'll get that from the scripture.
Nope.
Did I not?
I said, nope. I just get that from regular old thought. A woman looks a hell of a lot better with long hair than bald head.
That's big
dog. I'm like, he just said, you'll get that from the scripture. Nope. Not at all. We get wrong. Just sense. Am I telling the truth, TJ?
Yeah.
No, he told me.
Damn, Pastor!
No. But you think about it. Put yourself in that reality. Sisters look real good. I mean, dressed up, head covered, whole nine yards. Shave that off bald. Disfigure them in every damn way possible, but clean, and see if you still have the same desire. Can you look in her eyes when you close your eyes? Do you dream about me? At that point, a woman started looking like a man. He said, then after that, you can go into her and she becomes your wife. Not a concubine, wife. You already done destroyed her family, her livelihood, everything else, and of course that fits Psalms 45:10. Go to Psalms 45:10. Man, we got to close this thing up. We still ain't business. Y'all started all this. We ain't got no notes in front of us. Do we have notes in front of us? Y'all see any scriptures in front of us?
Nah, ain't
nothing. Okay. Read, teach.
Hearken, O daughter.
All you Israelites, daughter, you female virgins. No, you females are realities. Read on.
And consider. And incline your ear.
Think carefully, consider, and listen extremely close.
Forget also your own people.
No. No.
That's it right
there. What about mama? What about daddy? What about me, mom, papa?
Y'all said,
right?
Do
what? Forget.
Yeah.
Yo, what? Your own people.
Right. You remember when you and I was down there, we had this little talk.
Yes, sir.
You heard my words.
Yes, sir.
I said, listen, this is going to be, he's going to be yours. You are there to conform to his image.
That's
his
right.
Life.
Oh, hell yeah.
If I'm lying, let me know, Drew.
Yes, sir. That's what you said.
You learn what you learn from me, but now you're leaving this headship. You're going to another headship. Now, I didn't say that. I'm leaving this with us. The book says a woman is supposed to be under the headship of a father. When she leaves that, then she goes under the headship of a husband.
That's right. Yeah.
Never uncovered.
Yeah.
Like a lot of you rebellious ass women today.
Come on. Yeah.
And then you wonder why your rebellion is steep.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on, right? That's why I keep talking about righteousness. Listen. We don't have to have all you damn women of alternative.
alternative lifestyle. You got your education, all the other stuff. Y'all prepare people ready to receive.
That's it.
True Israelites.
That's it.
And I'm going to say this, damn it.
Come on.
I'm going to say this.
Hey.
I'm going to hurt a lot of people, and I'm going to say it.
Hey,
and I'm going to do this with all respect. And I'm gonna, y'all heard the first part, but I'm going to say the second part. Woman, as much as I love you, and I do, and the Father knows I do, if you in any kind of way think that you can have some form of manipulation or coercion, or to hold your husband's heart in escrow. To some ignorant ass agreement or contract that y'all made when neither one of y'all didn't know nothing. And then he discovers his heritage. Stop. Somebody read Jeremiah 17 verse 4. And he discovers his heritage. I wonder when the day is going to come when women are going to stop trying to preserve their own natural feelings and emotions. And they really truly going to get about the preservation of Israel. Because if you have a man that is righteous, and you know he's righteous, why would you not want him to put his seed in every field?
Come on. Come on.
It makes no damn sense to me. Jeremiah 17, verse 4, read.
And thou, even thyself, shall discontinue from thy heritage that I have gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thy enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever.
Does that make sense? We have discontinued because of this.
Yeah.
It don't make no damn sense to me. It literally don't make no sense. I know one reason why it don't make no sense to me, because I spent, even to this day, time and hour, I spent meticulous hours early in the wee hours of the morning studying this. I see what is going on. I see what is happening. And I'm going to say it again. I said this before. Every righteous man in Israel deserves at least two.
Come on. Come on.
I said that. And y'all want to hear my logic? I'm using the word logic. You want to hear it? The world is multiplying in wickedness and the seed of wickedness exponentially. The hell with they damn laws. They have serial monogamy. Divorce, remarriage, divorce, remarriage, divorce, remarriage. And they still produce a thing. You want to try to bind us by your damn wicked-ass laws when we got righteous laws?
That's it.
We can sit up and produce. I still don't get it. You have a righteous man. What is the Proverbs 31 woman? The Proverbs 31 woman is, she rises up early. She don't only just take care of her husband. She takes care of the whole entire house. Not only that, but her maidens even say that she is blessed. She is blessed. Y'all better go read this again, and y'all heard me use it. You'll see me use it with a new set of lenses.
Come on. That's it, sure.
Pastor, you old as I am.
Yeah,
I mean, we're the same generation.
Amen.
We need to be looking for, it's got to be a man of y'all after our generation. It's got to be. Got to be, Pastor. It's got to be.
I'm Come on, Pastor. I don't really add to what you're saying, but, you know, I was talking to the saints probably about 2 weeks ago. And I said, I want you all to really focus on it. We were looking at this documentary where the funeral directors were coming forth about this fibrous substance, these growths that were growing in all of these people that were dying. And what they all had in common was the deception in the arm.
The deception what?
The deception in the arm. Meaning that you fell for it. You know what I mean? You went in there because your job told you. Whatever it was.
Yep, I got this.
So,
come on.
I want y'all to watch this. Because by mandate.
And they're binding and blocking all that. They're binding and blocking all of that.
Yeah.
Come on, Pastor.
I said, now watch this by mandate. Because see what he said. You looking at the wicked, and wickedness is multiplying. But up top, up front, the command was to be fruitful, multiply, increase, right? And subdue. Now, you can't subdue with two. I mean, if it's you and your son, you know what I mean? You ain't going to subdue nothing. See, but if you plenteous, if you are fruitful, you know what I mean? You look at a fruit tree don't just have one.
Say it again.
A fruit tree have what?
Damn.
You see what I'm saying? That's what you got. When you think about fruit, you got to look at that picture. Okay, here's an apple tree. Here's a peach tree. This tree is really done one tree. It's done well. We got much fruit. So right. So this is why I said, watch this. Now here's the kicker, Shepherd. Number one. DNA is what passed on.
Appreciate it.
Am I right? So what has happened, they show statistics, almost 70% of the people around the world have received a deception in the arm, meaning your genetic status has changed.
Boy, you know, Pastor Wise, though, isn't he?
I mean,
he know how to talk. Go ahead, Pastor. Come on, keep going. You're doing good, man.
So check this. So has changed. That means that now you get ready to pass on a defective DNA status. But at the top, y'all had all, see, look, Matthew 11:26, the most, Yahshua said, I thank thee, Yah, of heaven and earth. For he have hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and have revealed them unto babes. See what I'm saying? So you take this basic understanding of being fruitful and multiplying. You understand that now you understand where your stance is. I know we are the ones with good seed. Our DNA ain't been affected. It has not been affected by deception and foolishness. So you're talking about fruit in the earth. You are the ones that is subduing the earth with right seed that is unaffected, just like in the day of Noah. See what I'm saying? See, the last day is going to be the day of Noah. But we in a day that's like that, but then here it is. You got righteous seed that's understanding that, guess what? My seed is not affected.
Same.
My DNA can pass on not only that, but I can bring them up. In the Torah, like I said, train them up in the way that they should go. So I can train all of these seeds up and produce a fruit in the earth that is unmatched because all of these are defective. See, that's the thing. A lot of them people are going to be trying to come in, but can't you really lay with them? See, that's why on the inside, it is our job to be fruitful and build from the inside, build Israel from the inside, fruit this thing. An unbelievable man. I'm done, Shep.
No, you ain't done. You ain't done. You got to keep going.
I mean, that's right. Yeah, that's what it is. And see, you know, but I've been watching this for years. It's like you said, it's not, you know, because when you first start preaching it, I remember the comments that you drop in the comment box. You know, they're just a bunch of perverts. They this and that. But you didn't understand. See, this is by Yah. See, my deal was when you start preaching it, what is Yah's stance? What is his stance on what's getting preached? Well, then you go see that everything Yah preaches has purpose. You understand what I'm saying? And it has a reason. See, reason means you put it up. Reason is everything. When you start to reason scripture, reason going to lead you to what is right about what I'm getting ready to do, what is right about how I need to live. So not only is Yah, this is ordained by Yah, but then you look at the population of earth. What you find in the veins of these people, people are getting ready to do. If you got 70% of the population that have received this, population getting ready to dwindle.
It's bad. It's bad.
You're right.
And mind you, I said, give it 3 to 5 years. We'll see what's taking place.
We'll see. Wait till you see that document.
You know, we straight up, we ain't been like the rest of you.
Well, I gotta receive a jab in order to preach.
Oh, no, hell no. Yeah.
Come on, preacher. But you know, that's what laid to the line. And if you are one that's after righteousness, you know your job ain't just, you know, singing in the choir on Sunday. I mean, you know your job. This is, I mean, that's why if you really look at this whole thing that's been going on with Kyrie, you look, even me sitting looking at, quote, unquote, Bishop Nathaniel, people don't understand. We're the ones that's taking the kingdom by force by building this thing from the inside, bringing up righteous seed. I mean, planting in those that's going to have a true understanding for what's written in this book. And that's why I'm so adamant about building Israel. I ain't adamant about this old Christian mindset that we had when we was in the church. See, this thing is a lot deeper because guess what? In the last days, all nations are going to flow to the mountain of Yah.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
You understand? To the Elohim of Jacob. And they're going to say, there, let them. Well, guess what? We've been bringing our children up in it, so we got plenty of seed that's going to be able to facilitate those that don't even understand who Yah is. We have known him. They have not known him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our job right now. When all these people,
you know, I hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hear you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's
clear. I've got a song for you.
That's it.
Come on with
it. No,
come, let us go up to the mountain of Yah.
Then, and then when the epic of Christ was coming upon the scene, the deliverance, They were trying to kill the seed.
Always after the seed.
And now, shouldn't this give us an indication of how close we are?
That's it.
That's it. I'll tell you one thing, when it's all said and done, somebody's right. Somebody's wrong. And for 30-something years, we've been on the right side of history. And we're going to continue to stay on the right side of history. Because I'm not moving to the left or right with nothing, nobody, no one. I'm sticking with the King. Yahshua, the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. I'm sticking with him. I'm making my eternity on him. No, I'm serious. It's set. I'm good. I've seen too much, done too much by him. Because I can't do shit. I can't do it now. I literally can't do nothing. I'm really. It's got to all be by faith. You hear me, friend? It's literally got to be all by faith. But, man, without him, we can do, can't do nothing. We should have switched. We ceased tonight.
Oh, you did.
Man, shit, I needed me a good break. Man, the word come timely. Listen, I'm going to end this broadcast with a word to the females and the males. Damn, you gotta stop with the low base mundane thinking. They use that in the right context.
Yes.
It's about culture.
Yes.
Reality. Understanding, comprehension, and heritage. I'm proud, and I say that with all humility, I'm proud of the Ishais I have now. Does that make sense?
Come on, sir. Come on.
Wherever I go, I'm not embarrassed. Mm. I don't shrink back from anyone. This is my wife.
Mm.
That's what they understand in this culture.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to do? Bow down to your damn Juno, Jupiter, Hera God? See, I'm saying nothing on another level, which they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But if they pick and choose to investigate it, they'll find out I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So no matter where I go, that's my child, that's my son. That's my child, that's me. That's my child. You get it? No embarrassment whatsoever at all. Why? Because of the captivity of the Roman, Greeks, and Americans?
Come on, Chef.
Oh, hell no.
Come on.
They all are happy to be settled up with a good man.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Because I am supposed to be, you all are supposed to be the representation of Messiah.
That's it. Come on.
If you choose and if you decide that your house is in order, you want to add an addition to strengthen not only your resolve but your seed, your line. Where's the Proverbs 31 woman that would be there?
Come on.
Now let's start. We're going to end it. Proverbs 31, start at verse 10.
Come on.
Don't give me all these damn ultimatums. This is a brand new Israel, created new in Messiah. I'm sorry, folks. I'm just totally different.
Come on.
I'm all about the King.
That's right.
I'm all about the King plus nothing.
That's right.
Ah, you're all about you. No, I can wear a Mother Carol out 20 days a night out of a week.
and you all about the kingdom, she glad to get her rest.
Well, I'll leave it
at that. If I wanted to. Because she's mine. Belong to me.
Yes.
Period. And you ask her, for all you feminists on it, more, the last thing you want is to put Mother Kerr on one of y'all talk shows.
Ooh,
you will be annihilated. Oh, you take meekness for weakness, let open up her mouth. Ooh, and a long man.
Ooh,
and a long man. You're done for. You are done for. You're not going to tell her nothing different. She's been with me for 40 years.
Damn,
that's old. That is old, though, you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you one thing. These 40 years went fast.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, I prayed for y'all asses.
Come on.
Thank you.
Come on.
I needed it.
Way I prayed. Man, I did. I used to. Mother Carol would tell you, I would pray and pray and pray. But just because you pray and you don't see it taking place right then,
mm-hmm.
don't mean it's not emotion.
That's it.
I did. I prayed. Who ever thought I prayed and get some of them icons on the gridiron? Stupid ass people. We didn't know shit. They were dumbasses. They didn't know shit.
Telling the truth.
Elemental, come on, you tell the truth. I don't give a damn who you are. You still treat it the same.
Yeah.
Am I telling the truth, Elder?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I don't give a damn who you are. You still treat it the same. Come on.
Month.
You start from zero, and we'll work with you from that point all the way up.
Hallelujah.
And I will love you all the way through it.
Yeah,
come on, man.
And like what El Rupa said, I'm going to love, if you want to be with us, good, we'll love you in it.
Yeah.
You don't want to be with us, I'll love you right out of it. We love you right out of it.
To the very end.
We have a family, man. They can't even speak up. And our generations, they have to be taught this. That's why, hey, let me say this right now, if you don't mind. Brother Timon, over there in Finland, right?
Finland.
Brother Timon, I need for you to make the archive of our videos from the end of this year and back to 2019. Make an archive of our videos from 2019 to the end of 22. And I appreciate you, and I will take care of you. Most of y'all, we will sing you often, brother. Please do that. Make sure Sister Aya, all you sisters out there, make sure they get it. I don't know what kind of technology they do, but they can do it.
Mm.
They can do it. And they speak another language.
Remember you made the statement, somebody out there to get all your videos?
Yes, yes. I remember that.
Brother Jeff did that. I think he got it on the external hard drive. I don't know if he ever got it.
Brother Jeff, if you got it, good. If you don't have it and you want to make it, make it.
Yeah.
And we'll send you an offer.
Hallelujah.
You know the reason why, right?
Yeah.
If our shit is only stored on YouTube, they can pull up real good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I think he did it. I believe he did it. We'll get it from him.
Get it from him.
Yeah.
We'll go personally send him an offer.
Yeah, sure.
Personally.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Pastor, you have been such a blessing to me. Now, listen, I want y'all to understand something. I believe you. I get it. I promise you, I do get it. I promise you, I do. I do get it. I hear and I know that y'all hear the voice, and thank you very much. But the voice that you are hearing is the voice of Yah.
Hallelujah.
He is the one that reaches to you.
Come on.
He is the one that grabs you. He is the one that touches you. He is the one that gets you and causes you to repent and turn and get right from your ways. It is him. All we are is just, we are the megaphone, but he is the voice that goes through the megaphone. And I promise you, I do appreciate it, but I know what's going on. It's y'all that's drawing y'all. Y'all is the one that's written your name down in the book. Y'all is the one.
Hallelujah.
And I appreciate the appreciation because you can't not show appreciation and not be thankful. I get it.
Right.
I promise I get it. And the greatest statement is what Ranger said. Thank you for being obedient. Matter of fact, Elder Kabir said the same thing. Thank you for being, oh, both of them said it two different times. Just thank you for being obedient. That's what they said. And I get it. And that's why I can say with all confidence, oh, praise to the Most High, Yah. Say it and mean it.
Right.
It's just beautiful, man. Man, it's y'all glory. And we're just here, we are there, basking in it. And to make sure we stay on the line. Is that right, Pastor?
That's it.
Just stay on the line.
On the line.
Next time we do Blog Talk Radio, you here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit over here. You want to
let's do it.
Right. You know me. I'm good.
Yeah.
This has been beautiful.
Hallelujah.
What we at, Teach?
31-10.
Let's finish it.
Who can find a virtuous woman?
Stop. Oh, what kind of woman?
Virtuous.
Oh, what kind of woman?
Virtuous. For her price is far above rubies.
I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do with problem. We got to give them some type of initiation, right? You got to do something, man. He got to get some haze, man.
He know he has to get some haze. Hey, you know he's going to submit it. He's going to submit anyway, man.
I was going to make him wear pins all night.
Oh, shit. What we're doing.
He know we love him.
I know we love him. That's the bad part about him. We just know he hate us.
Oh, man. Oh, I can't wait. I'm happy for you, brother.
Say stuff like this because I'm going to cry. Man. Y'all see me. Yeah. And I want to accuse Pastor Al Bennett's hard. No, how many times y'all see me cry all the time?
I be crying all over the day, man.
But they said, they also said, them the ones you need to be afraid of.
Yeah.
I know that one guy, when I put his damn head through that damn beaver stand,
I was crying.
Yeah.
In front of the
prison. I put his head up. I put it bad anyway.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Oh, Jesus.
Good Lord. I'm happy for you, Frog Man. Man, I'm happy for you because you know the reason I'm happy? We get another righteous line.
That's it.
Started in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
We get a righteous line.
Hallelujah!
Started by you. By you in Israel.
Hallelujah.
Because I promise, I told that woman, that is your head.
Yes, sir.
You will obey him.
Mm.
You will conform to him. You will do what he says.
Hallelujah. Righteous.
Your mama, your daddy,
Psalm 45:10 again.
That's right.
Read.
That's right.
This is it.
That's
this
right.
is it. This is a law and a testimony. Read.
Oh, yeah.
Read, teach.
And you, hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline your ear, forget also your own people and your father's people.
It is. Yeah. That's it.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Y'all hear it?
Oh, yeah.
I've taught her that. And I said it in front of you, in front of her and her mother. I know it's going to be righteous. No, we good. Man, what you saying? If they could,
it would be great.
What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to get out of the weakness of this damn generation. Are you following me? I'm trying to get with them down. You know, warriors who get this, who they comprehend, they understand this.
Yeah. I've been all over
this planet.
I get it.
I believe I get it.
Like that.
Man, we have an old time when y'all get married. Frog man, I love you, my brother. I love you, my brother.
That's it.
You know what's crazy? He get ready to get married to a woman who knows how to cook.
That's true.
Who knows how to clean. How many American women can do that today?
Yeah,
they on Instagram. They on Diagram. You know, Instagram.
Well,
oh, man. I don't know all this. What are you laughing at? They on all this shit.
Yeah.
Diagram. Oh, my God. I said diagram.
Face tweet.
This is going to be beautiful.
Yeah,
this is going to be beautiful.
Yeah,
I needed this. I needed this.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the King.
You got a lot of people love you.
You got
these people have showed up and grow.
Yes, they did.
Sorry, Johnny. This thing ain't nothing to do with you. It's got to do with the man.
Bam!
Yeah. They are literally compassing and traveling all the land. We ain't gonna do a seat with there. All the land. Yeah. That's what I was telling you earlier. They appreciate your love and commitment to Israel. I still don't get that safety manipulation shit though. The safety manipulation. You gonna do those? No, don't get me wrong. I promise you, my child be like, what are you doing? I said, problem is, it's the safety. But what are you doing? Why are you waking us up? What are you doing all this shit? I said, he said, safety manipulation. You don't believe? Ask him. I promise you. And then you got high port, low port. The debate is going to be out for how long?
I got a video on that.
What are you talking about? I got a video on that. I'm like, and I tell them, they go, what are you doing? I said, pretty quick, what the hell are you going to do against our silent killers? What are you going to do to the silent killers? What are you going to do? Now, this shit still don't make no sense. And then you start doing it. Damn, it does make sense. No, I need to convert back. That's what we do. We get into righteousness, and we start feeling it, then we go, I'm going to call them back over here.
Right.
In wickedness. Now, I'm older, so I don't even train with them like they do. But I did tell them, I told Freeman, I said, man, it's going to be a bad embarrassment for a 56-year-old man to get out there and I'm going to show y'all ass up. Y'all got to give me the benefit of the doubt, though. Y'all got to at least let me know what shooting drills we're going to do after the test, though. That's all I need to know. What are you going to do? Don't throw no surprises on me. We going to get it, Pastor. We're going to have it. Why are we waiting for y'all to get it? What are we going to do in the meantime? Anyway, y'all good?
All the time,
y'all good? We got help?
You said you had something for the sister and you had something for the brother. So at the end, that's how you said you were closing. You had me on the edge of my seat.
Well, you going to sit on the edge of my seat. You won't feel it. It's a beautiful thing because we're literally here with our brothers. Is that right, Pastor?
Yes, sir.
We're literally here. And our sisters in the other room up there. Israel, some of y'all may be looking at this broadcast and be thinking, it sounds kind of strange. What you truly need to do, you need to start investigating all these people who proclaiming they know the truth. If they do not meet the conditions of Yeshua, Jesus, and they don't have anything that he says, something's wrong. Big time. My suggestion is, let them be a curse.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally embarrassed by that damn bishop, Nathaniel. He sat up there with his proud, skinny ass, sitting up there. Deuteronomy 28. I'm like, are you shitting me? Condition
me coming
on a white man, Deuteronomy 28. All right, Israel. What the hell are you going to do when we tell you that Yahshua, HaMashiach, got some serious deliverance from your fear, from your depression, from your anxiety, from your stress, from generational curses? And you ain't got to quote Deuteronomy 28.
Mm. You read captivity, Kevin?
What?
Say it again.
What are you going to do then? Yeah, that's Ephesians 4. I know one thing. We're going to have a beautiful time. Frog, man, I don't know what you done, man. It must be your humility, man, because you done called a great contingency. To be here on Shabbat, we are Shabbat. And then we wake up in the morning after, and we'll make it to the spot right
here.
And then we got first day, and see you off and on. And we're left here to fiend for ourselves. It's going to be a beautiful ride, man. You get to ride down the road with your woman, who will be performed after you, who will obey you.
That's right.
She will be in your esteem. I promise you. Good damn daughter, too. Damn good daughter. She's a good daughter. She's a good daughter. She's really a good daughter. All right, Israel. Passy, you get the last word.
I'm like, I'm just overjoyed. As you were saying that to Frogman, when we was up at Goshen a couple of weeks ago.
It wasn't long.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I asked. Brother Dre, request. I just want, brother, do you understand what you get? You know, because see, most people fumble this. I mean, like, a lot of men ain't prepared for what you are getting in your hand. You know, because they, you know, they just can't comprehend
man.
What is going on at this level, what the Most High is doing. Think about what, just think about what Yahshua said when he gave the analogy. Remember, he talked to the disciples when he said, Matthew 25, he said, the kingdom of heaven,
there you go,
is likened unto 10 virgins. See, unless you know Israel, you don't even understand what that even means. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't.
You know, so understanding that you're getting something that is extremely present. What Yah was saying to the disciples, he said the kingdom of heaven is like 10 verses. So the kingdom of heaven is extremely precious. You know what I'm saying? So that's what you're getting in your hand. So that's what's being built in this ministry. We are building a appreciation for what Yah has done. He told Jacob, you have our only knowledge. So we have something that's so special. When we come to know this knowledge again, and we fully return, man, we the ones that's going to restore the earth
right.
by the power of the Holy Spirit through our King, our kinsman Redeemer, Yahshua HaMashiach, man. So you live on, beloved. Be well, Israel. Y'all be well, man. And take heed to yourselves, man, that you hear the word in this hour where everything is under strong delusion.
I remember when Elder Mitchell said, hey, I got the sheep.
Oh,
I believe you.
Yeah,
I said, I believe you, man. I believe you.
I believe it right
there. You sure did. I believe you, man. And I'm still looking for those sheep, but I am not looking for those sheep.
I got you. Hallelujah.
Because I know the testimony is going to be true.
Yeah.
Y'all get that?
Yeah.
I think what I'm harping on more than anything is, if I know, Elder, I said, Pastor, I'm sorry. I'm not trumping you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Elder, you got to get the last word in.
Mm-hmm.
What I said that I know, you got the last word. Is not that daughter of thine truly for you and assimilated for you?
All the way.
Am I exaggerating?
No.
If I'm making this shit up?
No.
If I'm just, oh, that's Pastor Dow, he just talking shit. No, am I telling the truth?
No, listen, I'm saying right now, we talked in the shop. We were in the shop earlier, and I literally talked, and I told my wife this straight up. I said, ain't you're replaceable.
Period.
Irreplaceable. At the end of the day,
Erica.
It's irreplaceable, man. Because I tell brothers all the time, we talk about it. She's a lot younger than me. You come in, and literally she's learning everything from me. Shepherd told me, so you got to teach everything. And I said, all
right. You hear that? Y'all heard that, right?
Yes, sir.
I taught her what I could.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to teach you like the experience.
No, man.
And I told my son, you literally have to teach her
everything.
I want y'all to really, truly listen to this, though.
I said, okay. And he just let me know, but like he just said, there ain't nothing going to teach you like the experience. And talking about learning things you suffer, I learned real quick. I'm teaching everything. Even to the point where now I turn around and I talk to people like Frogman. I speak to the Jordans of the world. I speak to all these brothers that come behind me taking verses. I'm able to elaborate where he letting them know. He tells them something. I say, hey, every single way. And I wouldn't trade her for nothing. I just wouldn't.
But you can't put another woman.
No.
In front of her. You can't do
no.
it.
No. Ain't no way in hell.
You can't do it.
Ain't no way in hell. She's assimilated unto me. She's done it. I've been telling you. It's hard to tell you unless you've been in the situation. But she's going to be assimilated unto you. That is, I mean, by far, just, I can't even put it into words. I really can't put it into words. Somebody that's assimilated to somebody that's taken on your nature, your speech, your spirit, your mindset. That's just, you can't beat it.
That's for you, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, somebody could come along and say, well, even at that, they don't even hear the tone or the frequency. They still hear the math.
Yeah. That's it. All day, every day. And I just, me, words will fail me for things that I could say to
tonight. I get the benefit from
yeah.
it. Yeah. Because I get an elder son and a daughter. Mm. Are you following me?
Yeah.
I remember tonight, old Jonathan was cutting a fool tonight.
Oh, he was?
He wanted to wrestle with his sister.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not nobody else but his sister.
Yeah.
He wanted to beat up on his sister. Sister older, right?
Yeah.
But he, Jonathan coming into his own. Boy, if you don't stop it, I'm going to whoop your ass. And he wait for me, go 10 minutes, 15 minutes, gone by. Next thing you know, something going, he's doing it again. Oh, I got it, Jonathan. I'm telling you, this is my last time telling you. Stop wrestling with your sister and trying to beat her up. You do it again, I promise you, I'm going to bust your rear end. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are you getting that? No offense. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know you're not going to abuse my children, my seed, because they're yours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you following?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're still mine.
Oh, yeah.
It comes from you.
Yeah.
Right. It's still mine.
Yeah.
It comes from you. It's still mine. No. It ain't going to happen. Listen.
It
takes a tribe.
Yes.
How many times you say
yes.
It takes a
yes.
what?
Tribe.
No. And with clothes, they're brand new starting off. We get ready in our damn days.
Come on.
Sorry, folks.
It is.
I'm going to end this broadcast on the uncomfortable saying of this. I've been young. I am getting old. And before my time is up, somebody in this room is going to wipe my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Put the spittle from me and then wrap me up and bury me in a grave.
Come on.
And I would teach them every step before I get there.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go to the king. And if the king don't come before our time expires, when he comes, we will be resurrected.
Hallelujah.
Either way it goes, we got it covered.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, there's a wisdom and there's a foolishness. If you follow what we're doing and do what we're trying to tell you to do, it's going to cause you a little bit something different. You're going to have to work. Mm-hmm. You've got to work. You must work to get it done. But it's going to create a dynasty. Can I use that word?
Oh,
it's going to create something you never ever thought of in this world until the king comes. Believe me, I know it's going to be a remnant. That much. There we go, a remnant. It ain't going to be everything, just a few of us. But we got a good teaching coming up tomorrow morning. We're going to talk about that law, and we're going to bring clarity like you ain't never seen it before. And you got to pass up a message.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Oh, you always ready. And we'll put Pastor Amir for Tabernacle. You got Passover. Coming out of this dead season, this is the time we lose a lot of people, but we gain.
That's it. A lot of people. Hallelujah.
Pastor Corey got it?
Oh, yeah.
We good to go.
Hallelujah.
I'll do the Passover ceremony, but he got the message, and we good.
Hallelujah.
Israel, let's increase. This is one wedding. Then I hope we make it through. I know he'll make it through it, but damn. Dre, you know you're getting ready to get haze, right?
Yeah.
You know ARD. Mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yeshua, the HaMashiach. That law, baby.
That law.
Gonna show them what's up. The King is coming. See y'all tomorrow morning. 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. King coming. Shabbat Shalom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man. Nah. I brought some of the old ones. Yeah. I asked her about that.